This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I know you're not interested in the play-in tournament, Gelby, but I'll ask you an NBA question.
Sure.
Is Kevin Durant a coach killer?
Absolutely. This guy, what has happened? See, this is what I don't respect about Kevin Durant. He made a move that made him a villain. He should have just embraced being a villain, kept on winning championships with the Golden State Warriors, and eventually we would all just have to just embrace what Kevin Durant did and accept it when he won multiple. I know he won two championships, two finals MVPs, if he won like four or five of them, and then so be it. Instead, he goes to Brooklyn, didn't have the heart to basically tell Kyrie Irving to grow up and shut up, and then goes to Phoenix. And three coaches fired in 3 years. And I understand KD is an unbelievable player. But when he retires, he'll be a top 15, 20 player of all time. Just like how Aaron Rodgers, right? Top 15, top 20 player of all time. And Rodgers has a championship. KD has two. But there's going to be a yeah, but with those guys. And for him, what Charles Barkley said, that he's a bus rider and not the bus driver. Has there anything more that's ever words ever been uttered true in the media that have ever been more true than that? It's an excellent analysis.
So we shouldn't want him down here because one of the talks is, you know, Phoenix is blowing it up. One of the talks is him coming to the Heat.
Well, you guys need a star. So
who's driving the bus? Tyler's driving the bus with KD in the back.
Yeah, but at least like maybe you guys get out of the play-in tournament. Then you can be like the sixth seed or the seventh seed. But the Suns just missed the play-in tournament, so who even knows?
Well, that's the thing with KD. You'd think at least the play-in tournament is guaranteed. So I'm kind of not in on him until they get him, of course, and then I'm his number one fan. Would you rather have KD, Zion, or Trae Young for the Heat?
KD, Zion, or Trae Young? Well, let's be real. I don't think Zion's a good match for Miami. That's going to be a lot of food, a lot of women, a lot of partying. He'll be 400. He can play nose tackle for the Dolphins, maybe.
Not as bad as New Orleans. I think New Orleans is a worse spot.
Yeah, fine, but it's not like Miami is that much better in terms of that lifestyle. So
There's a lot of acai bowl places down here.
He doesn't even know what acai is. You know, he thinks it's a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I met her the other night. Acai?
Yeah.
I would actually say Kevin Durant. Because I don't think Trae Young is a one, and Zion's not a one. At least KD can be a one, even though you have to build up the rest of the team. And I don't think he's won another championship. But I guess in that realm, it would be KD. But I don't love any of those three options.
And do we have to keep that together? Like, if it's a KD, is KD, Tyler, Bam? Or should we kind of – should we shift around this top three a little bit?
Well, that's the other thing. You got to go – match the salaries and give up picks to go get him. I don't think it's worth it to move mountains for any of those three names that you just mentioned. And that's a dip. How much longer is Pat going to do this too?
It's hard to see much longer to be, what was he? 80, 81 Solana.
Yeah. But that, I think that's why Not that you move mountains, but you make a move
for the fence.
Because if not, Gilb.
I mean, it's the same thing with Stephen Ross and the Dolphins. Right. He's 81, 82. He wants to win at least a playoff game.
Biden and Trump are running the country, right? The last two presidents. So what's wrong with Lou Lamoriello with the Islanders?
Actually, maybe Riley or Ross will run for president in 2028.
Hey, by the way, Crowder, are you announcing your candidacy for president? It's a big thing in the media these days with Stephen A. Are you going to do that as well?
That's ridiculous. I'll sit on his board. Do they have a board? I'll sit on the board. I don't know.
Call it a cabinet. Do they sit on the board? Yeah.
It's like a PTA meeting. All right. Susie's brought some cookies and some blueberry buckle. What do you have to say tonight?
Your Knicks, Gelb is in New York. Your Knicks are 7-point favorites over the Pistons. So Lana's got a big problem with that line. Does seem a little large, no?
They should win that series in six. Tom Thibodeau has a lot of people that are critical of him right now. I don't think he's going to get fired, but if he does lose in the first round, it's going to be an interesting conversation. I think Tibbs and then Mikal Bridges are the two people under the most pressure for the Knicks entering the postseason.
But do you think they have the Pistons?
Yeah, I think they'll win in six.
Six?
Did I stutter? Yeah, six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Ah, okay. No, no shot. No shot, Gelb. I'm sorry. They're not winning that series in six. They're just not.
Do you think they're winning it in seven?
I think the Pistons are winning that series. I'm not kidding. I genuinely believe that the Knicks are a bunch of frauds. They beat up on bad teams. Jalen Brunson's been run into the ground by now. Mikal Bridges is more concerned about actually playing games rather than winning games. This series is going to the up-and-coming Detroit Pistons, Gelb, mark my words.
Hawk, don't forget, I have to tell you a Margate story in just a second. But Solana, does the Pub Subs, do they deliver?
They do. Yeah, they deliver. Absolutely.
But like would they deliver to me in New York? Like, can you send them that way?
You don't deserve a Pub Sub. You don't
let's make a bet.
Gonna make a wager.
Let's make a wager. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Not this Mervis guy hitting home runs. I'm talking about like a an actual bet here.
Today is Matt Mervis's birthday.
Oh, really?
And if you want to get in on the Matt Mervis Economic Recovery Program, it's reciprocal tariffs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Bet Matt Mervis
these days, tariffs.
Ding dongs tonight. I've got him to hit one dong. And more than one dong at plus 7,500.
What are we talking? I am telling dongs? You,
it's Matt Mervis's birthday. Who doesn't love monster dongs on their birthday?
Well, let me ask Crowder because he's the betting aficionado on this show because he hit LeBron with the over, baby, the other night. That was a nice bet. Nice job, Crowder. Do you like this Mervis home run bet?
I think Hawk
that's a no.
Rides.
All right, I'm out.
Hawk rides about? People
guy's
a little too
in the
long.
NL. He's second in the NL in home runs. It's his birthday. And by the way, he's facing a righty tonight or a lefty tonight. What's he facing? A righty tonight because he's a lefty. Mm-hmm. Facing a righty with a 3.5 ERA. Dude's hitting jacks tonight.
All that was said in the last 2 minutes in this show was riding hard and major dongs. Okay. Very interesting program.
That doesn't go on in New York radio?
Nah, probably not.
Hawk's excited.
Well, you haven't listened to Sid's show in a while.
You like
if you didn't hear, he had Donald Trump on his dear friend today.
You like Coca-Cola from McDonald's, Gelb?
Huh?
What?
Never mind.
Savon Achan, anytime touchdown? Hawk,
hey, what is your McDonald's go-to order? Yesterday was National McDonald's Day. What's your go-to order at Mickey D's?
I haven't had McDonald's in a long time.
Really?
I guess I would, if I had to, I would go chicken nuggets, fries, and then a McFlurry.
Hmm.
How you feel about the spicy sauce? Chicken?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Will you stop with the spicy chicken?
I actually like spicy chicken.
See, everybody likes spicy chicken, but you don't get it at McDonald's. There's too many other things.
Maybe Chick-fil-A. So I'm at the Knicks game the other night against the Cavs. I was sitting right behind the bench, and Jalen Brunson was on the bike during the game. So he was literally right next to me. So Landry Shamet got like slammed in the game, and they didn't call a foul or something, or it didn't go their way. So Brunson was sitting right next to me, and he wasn't happy with the no call. So I said, oh, after that hit that he just took, I go, you got to get him a reservation to Stephen Cookies down at the shore this summer because Brunson's a big Margate guy. And, you know, like I wasn't going to just say something with him sitting right next to me during a game. Didn't want to be that guy. Started laughing. He said, the shore season is almost upon us. And then literally 2 minutes later, Tibbs goes, hey, JB, back in the game. So
I mean, you had a moment with Jalen Brunson.
Yeah,
that's nice. Brian Geltzeiler loves the shore as well. He loves Stephen Cookies.
Oh, Geltzeiler's a big shore guy?
Loves Stephen Cookies. And yeah, he's a big shore guy, big Margate guy.
Oh, I had dinner with him, you know, because people come into the city and they hit you up and they go to dinner, Crowder. And I ended up at a dinner with him at a very good, a kosher steakhouse, Channing. That's right up your alley.
Wow.
We'll have your bar mitzvah there.
That's another thing. Matt Mervis is Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
Are you being serious?
Swear to God. It's one of the reasons that we adopted him before the season. He's from Chicago. Played for the Cubs. I shouldn't say from Chicago, but
maybe I'll put a few shekels on him tonight.
And I'll tell you what, that monster dong you're going to get tonight is going to be circumcised.
And by the way, so
what?
I don't know.
So people know I am Jewish. I don't want any like accusations being thrown my way. I don't want to be canceled. Hey, real quickly, what about the nonsense with the Braves reporter? Did anyone really have issues with this?
My God, can people relax? I thought it was such a great broadcast moment. Who's got an issue with that?
These serious journalism people, big time journalists.
Yeah, I mean, let's rewind a little bit. You have floor seats to Knicks games? I'm sure gonna call you next time I'm up there. You never told me about this. Well, the story just got away from me. What?
You know, and Channing, someone, I know someone that invites me to these games. I sit right next to them. It's great. Right behind the bench. I tell them when to review the plays and all that stuff. It's wonderful.
You whiffed on that,
I might change my flight today.
Let the record be shown. The last two times Channing has shown interest in hanging out with me, I've had Knicks tickets, and then I was in New Orleans, and I had the hookup to the high roller limit room, the private room. The only two times he's shown any inclination on hanging out with me. Mooch. You're a mooch.
He likes benefit. He likes
mooch.
Benefit.
Big mooch.
Zach Gelb, you hear him on Infinity Sports Network. Infinity Radio or Infinity Sports? Nobody knows. Why don't they put an Infinity sign behind you instead of Boomer and Geo?
You know what? I'm done with this segment.
All right. Go enjoy
it's
your
JPEG. It's like the play-in tournament. I'm just done with it. It's over.
We'll see you,
Heat
Gelby.
Season over. Hey, Solana, stop being a coward. Take my bet. Knicks and six. Stop being a coward.
I'll do it if
you putty cat.
If the Pistons win, you have to take a picture. Your avatar on Twitter has to be a Tua Tagovailoa jersey. And if the Knicks win, I'll change my avatar to a Knicks jersey.
So, but then I lose my verified badge if I change the profile. Do something else. Let's bet food. We're men. Let's bet something with food.
Make it $5,000. Let's go. Let's see some monster dongs here.
We'll expense it to Ryan Clark. Whoever loses, will expense it to Ryan Clark. Later, guys.
I'll let them know.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.